is on social development. Whereas the Indian leaders of New Mexico and Colorado gathered with the Commission of Indian Affairs and Bureau of Indian Affairs officials to investigate the possibility of better coordinating present Bureau of Indian Affairs activities and for the purpose of recommending new programs relating to social development. And whereas the Indian leaders agree that the present programs aim at satisfying social needs are inadequate because of insufficient and inconsistent funding. And whereas the Indian leaders firmly believe that if adequate funding be made available, a comprehensive program that would enhance the overall social development needs of Indian communities could be developed. And whereas the Indian leaders are in agreement that if adequate funds are made available, the following areas of concern would be satisfied. Multi-purpose community training center. A. Education. Item 1. Basic adult tutoring services for young students. And number 3. Preschool. Under B. Recreation. Under C. Employment. Number 1. Daycare centers. Number 2. OH care centers. Number 3. Arts and crafts. Number 4. Senior citizens employment. Number 5. Summer youth employment. Under D. Health and sanitation. Number 1. Alcoholism. Number 2. Social services. Now be it resolved that the foregoing resolution be brought to the attention of the Commissioner of Indian Affairs and that immediate action be taken. Be it further resolved that adequate and consistent funding be allocated to support the above-mentioned services. This resolution was passed by the Colorado New Mexico Council and delegates to the Albuquerque Area Economic and Social Development Seminar on May 12, 13, 14, 1970. Mr. Chairman, I move that this resolution be adopted as written.
Second to the motion.
Second
by Governor Cabrera.
Any discussion on this resolution? There is none. We will take a vote for the adoption of this resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Dr. Swanson.
Last resolution. This deals with a matter that was brought to our attention by Mr. Leonard Birch from the Southern Youth Tribe. If you remember that there was a position paper that was filed, and there was a question and he was asking for support from the seminar delegates. So to respond to the request made by Mr. Birch, we have consulted with Attorney Tom Olson on this matter, and again with Leonard Birch. The resolution reads as follows. Whereas the matter of a resolution adopted by the Western States Water Council, together with that of the Colorado Water Congress, concerning reservation rights, including those of the Ute Reservation, was brought forth. And whereas the Indian tribes all restate that the Winters Doctrine has been the principle of law concerning Indian water rights, and any change from said doctrine would be taking property rights without due process, in violation of the federal and state constitution. And that the Indian tribes reaffirm the doctrine as the controlling principle of law, which Congress should in no way violate or limit. Now therefore, be it resolved that the New Mexico Colorado Indian leaders hereby reaffirms the Winter Doctrine as a controlling principle of law in determining the Indian water rights and Indian reservations, and respectfully petition the U.S. Congress to deny the Colorado Water Congress and the Western States Water Council any recommendation to the Congress that it change or diminish the water rights according to the Indian tribes under the Winter Doctrine. And be it further resolved that this resolution be forwarded to the Commissioner of Indian Affairs, U.S. Senators and Congressmen representing the state of New Mexico and Colorado. This resolution was passed by the New Mexico Colorado Council and delegates to the Albuquerque Economic and Social Development Seminar at Albuquerque on May 12, 13, 14, 1970. Mr. Chairman, I move that resolution be adopted as written.
There's second to the motion. By Joe Medina.
Any discussion on this resolution? There is none. Mr.
The development that springs on the federal areas and the Forest Service.
No, this one strictly deals with the matter that was brought forth by the Southern Union Tribal Chair. Any other discussion on this resolution? If there is none, then we'll move that we'll take a vote on this for the adoption of this resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Wait.
Paul, that resolution was written, and it's similar to the one, it's written to the commissioner for the University of New Mexico. You read one similar for the University of Albuquerque.
This last resolution?
And Paul, wait a minute, how about establishing some type of time limit for disposition or doing whatever's going to be done on this resolution for the commissioner?
Let's complete this last resolution, and then we'll discuss your resolution. That will close this session. This resolution is directed to the Commissioner of Indian Affairs in support of the Indian Studies Program for the University of New Mexico. Whereas the Indian students at the University of New Mexico have expressed a strong desire to develop an Indian Studies Program, and whereas the Indian students at the University of New Mexico, after careful study and consideration, believe that the present education system at the University of New Mexico does not give consideration or recognize Indian culture. And whereas the Indian students firmly believe that the development of an Indian Studies program at the University of New Mexico would enhance the overall development of the Indian students and supplement the education system by providing an Indian culture education for all students regarding the socioeconomic province and conditions of Indian reservations. And whereas unanimous support and approval was given by Indian leaders representing all the Indian tribes in New Mexico and Colorado at a meeting held in Albuquerque, New Mexico on May 13, 1970. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner of Indian Affairs take immediate steps to investigate possible funding of an Indian Studies program at the University of New Mexico from its present budget for education of Indian. And be it further resolved that the Commissioner of Indian Affairs instruct agency and area personnel to reevaluate their programs and do all that's necessary to assist financially and otherwise in the development of an Indian Studies program at the University of New Mexico in accordance with the needs and desire of the Indian students. This resolution was passed by the New Mexico and Colorado Tribal Council and delegation of Albuquerque Area Development Seminar in Albuquerque on May 12, 13, 14, 1970. Mr. James, in favor of adopting the resolution, been signified by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Request that there should be a follow-up on all the resolution that was adopted by this seminar delegates today. And to follow
this is an interview on April 15th, 1970 with Mr. Davis. Where did you teach?
Fort Wingate. The elementary boarding school.
And how long did you teach there?
1 year.
1 year. What grades did you teach?
Well, I had a special class which consisted of children who were achieving at first grade through the sixth. I also taught at Fort Lewis College English as a second language to instructor aides during the summer.
Uh-huh.
I was up there a month.
Let's see, could you give me some more information about the special class you taught?
Yes, most of these children were from about 12, the normal sixth grade, age to around 19, and they were evenly distributed about, they varied in the class because they're not very good at staying in the classroom. It varied from 19 down to as low as 12 students during the year, but they won't stay, particularly if they're not achieving well. They get tired, they want to go home. This is one of the bad things about a boarding school. The Navajos, you know, are very conscious of their family, and they have this extended family thing. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. So, see, this was a boarding school.
Yes, it was.
And all the students there were Navajos?
Almost 100%. There were a few others, but very few. The ones who had other lineage or came from another tribe had some relationship to someone who was working for the BIA.
Mm-hmm. What did your teaching involve?
Well, it was a self-contained classroom and involved all the elementary subjects that are normally taught in the elementary school.
Uh-huh. And what were these? You said you taught first through sixth grades?
Yes, so because some of the children could not read when I got them.
Uh-huh.
Even though they were 14 years old.
Were these like special problem children?
Yes, they were. They were children who could not achieve at the level. At the 2 to 3 or 4 grade level, which is below the grade in which they were put, you see. In other words, if they were in the 6th grade, they were probably achieving at the 1st or 2nd grade level. This is normal for the Navajo.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that any Navajo child, who is only 2 grades below his level in achievement, is doing pretty well.
How about some more background on the school itself? What grades?
Well, the grades there at the elementary school range from the 1st through the 8th. Now, I was teaching in the upper elementary, which is the 7th and 8th grades, but the children that I got came from every class in the school above the 5th grade. That is including the 5th grade and above.
How many students would you say were going to the boarding school?
There were about 1,000. Uh-huh. Most of the time they were around 1,000.
Uh-huh. And they were all permanent boarding students?
Well,
stay there?
They stayed there. They were released to go home occasionally. They got special permission. But all of them would go home at Christmas time and at Thanksgiving and at Easter.
Mm-hmm. Would parents very often visit the school?
The only time we had any visitors from parents was at Christmas and at the end of school when they came after the children.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when they bring them back, or if they for some reason or other would have to come down there to see the child or to pick the child up, that's the only time we ever saw them.
Do you think there was a problem because the student was separated from their parent?
Well, naturally it would be in the Navajo culture because of the dependence of one Navajo upon the other and his family.
Mm-hmm.
This is known to be a fact, but the living conditions are such among the Navajos that it's almost impossible to run a school on a busing basis. The McKinley Gallup School District does this, but they have considerable trouble because the roads are so poor out there, especially in the wintertime.
Where exactly is the boarding school located?
Well, it's at Old Fort Wingate. It's 12 miles east of Gallup and 2 miles to south.
Mm-hmm. Were there any Indian teachers at this school?
Yes, there were several.
Uh-huh.
There were 2 Navajos who had gone to Oklahoma colleges and gotten a degree. One was a Hopi. There were an awful lot of black teachers there. And of course this evolved from the situation in the South, the integration of schools, and a lot of these people were forced to get new jobs outside of the South, and they found that BIA was willing to accept them. And of course, this brought about a lot of colored teachers. I think we had around 30 teachers there, and about 16 of them were black.
Mm-hmm. And how many were Indian?
Well, I knew of 3. There may have been more than that who were part Indian.
For the non-Indian teachers, did they ever have a kind of a cultural orientation course?
Oh yes, everybody gets the 2 weeks. All BIA teachers have to go through 2 weeks of orientation, and it's rather long and detailed, and they go into discussions on culture and all of the aspects of the Navajo culture itself. We had speakers from Winter Rock, and we had speakers from people who had been with the Indians as long as 25 or 30 years. And then there were some who hadn't been there too long, but had been in it deeply enough so that they knew the problems. The Navajo language itself presents a problem because it's such a soft, unstressed language. It's difficult for us to tell when they're talking.